you feel the stars above.
Phoenix is Scott Orgen's funny, smart, and witty comedy about optimism, pessimism, the future, time travel, and just how tentative, painful, funny, and meaningful relationships can be. It's at the Rose Firebank at the John Waldron Arts Center in a Gunstar production directed by Tracy B. Bruce, played by Gabe Glodin, and Emily Goodson as Sue met at a bar. They felt some magnetism and they hooked up. Bruce doesn't remember her last name and doesn't even have her phone number. Sue doesn't remember his last name either, but did get the number. As Phoenix begins, it's a month later. Sue's been out of town. She's called Bruce, and the nervous pair is getting together over coffee to feel one another out. There were a good many laughs as the two fenced with one another with approaches, retreats, parries, and feints. It ends in a bit of a standoff and a tentative handshake on a future meeting. The plot does thicken and darken, but the wry, resilient humor persists, and the basic goodness of the characters underlies the story. Playwright Orgen has written a very interesting and funny riff for Bruce as he pretends to be a time traveler from the future with a mixture of painful and optimistic predictions. Sue's character also continues to grow as a sympathetic figure. Director Tracy B. and the technical crew have produced a nicely paced production. Gabe Glodin and Emily Goodson are clearly enjoying exploring their roles as a couple. The plot of Phoenix does follow the classic boy meets girl, loses girl, gets girl formula, but with some real depth and twists along the way. I don't remember a single one of these romantic comedies that ends with the man turning off his casserole and the couple venturing out to explore their relationship by going bowling. Scott Orgen's comedy Phoenix at the Rose Fire Bay of the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center has final performances tonight and Saturday at 8. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.